we don't have a great handle on our emotions. The large majority of us are not emotionally in tune with what our actual experience is. The reason why I say that, I want you to check in with yourself and say, okay, what is the emotion? Can I name what emotion I'm experiencing right now?
When we put these expectations on people, we remove all autonomy and control and actually being in control of our emotions and our thoughts and actually expressing them in healthy, productive ways with the people in our lives.
Most of us are looking for hope, answers to the madness, certainty that we'll be okay, and someone safe to help guide us through the most challenging parts of our lives. In a world that's changing and evolving every single day, where chaos, uncertainty, and cycles we never chose wreak havoc on our lives, it's easy to feel lost, hopeless, and scared of what the future will hold.
Evolve Ventures is here to provide that hope, direction, and data-driven strategies to growth-minded human beings just like you every Monday and Thursdays, where each new episode is filled with vulnerable stories, interesting lessons, and simple tools you can use that will help you evolve into the person you were always meant to be. My name is Emilia.
And I'm Bianca.
And as the co-founders of Evolve Ventures, we are so grateful to be a part of your evolution. Let's get into it.
Hey everybody, it's Bianca.
And it's Emilia.
Welcome to another episode of Evolve Ventures, where we are helping growth-minded humans evolve by breaking one limiting belief at a time. We hope you enjoyed the last episode, number 295, Motivation Monday, three tips to feel more effective. For today, 296, how to be more in control of your feelings. Who couldn't use more of this? I know I sure as hell can. Emotion regulation and feeling like your emotions are not, your emotions and feelings aren't just taking the reins every moment of every day is definitely a skill. And it's definitely something that we all can do a better job of, me included. So, Em, this was your episode suggestion.
Yes. So, this is a really important podcast episode because obviously I came up with it. No, I'm kidding. Genuinely, because of what you just said, B, like I can't tell you the amount of conversations that I have with people where it's actually, you know, it's working them through the inner conflicts that we experience as a result of our daily interactions in the world, especially when it comes to people. And then the outer conflict and how we confront those with the people that we engage with. And specifically, how we quote unquote manage or work with or deal with or not our emotions through that entire process. So I had this client in mind and I was thinking, you know, after I had gotten off a coaching call with her, I was like, man, we need this episode. We need this episode out in the world. And I want to make sure that we talk about this. So being more in control of your feelings is something that so many people feel. And this is not my words. This is where the evidence, the data, the community sentiment, I really want to echo it from the back. So many of us feel out of control when it comes to our emotions and when it comes to our feelings, as if it is something that just takes over the wheel without our consent. And I want to help all of our evolvers in this community really take control of their feelings and not pathologize, not have them be a bad thing, not have our emotions be something that we don't want to go near with a 10-foot pole. I know there's a lot of people within our community, clients included, myself included, at one point, that didn't know how to even go near our emotions and really work with them, get in control of them, because we didn't have any training or education around this. And so this one client in particular came to me on a coaching call, and she was talking about a conflict that her and her partner had. She comes home from work. Her partner asks her immediately what she wants for dinner. And in that one seemingly innocent exchange, seemingly loving exchange, you know, he's asking her what she wants for dinner. She immediately gets pissed off. And she's like, I don't freaking know what I want for dinner. How am I supposed to know? I just got out of my workday. I just want to walk my dog. Like, leave me alone. Like, and obviously this is a part that gets activated. And while I'm not going to go into the layers, it's one of those little tiny things that can set our emotional centers off. And what happens when we go through those emotional experiences and we're talking to someone about those experiences and reprocessing, And what ends up happening? We end up falling into the trap of what so many people make this mistake of doing, which is thinking that the other person that you got into a tiny little conflict with is having the same emotional experience as you. And so what does that actually look like? She comes to me, she says, you know, Amelia, I just feel like he wants to do insert XYZ. I just feel like he wants to get things done and get things accomplished. And he just wants to like go to bed and this and that. And like all of these things that she thought he was feeling and going through was actually, turns out when we worked through it, what she wants to do and what she is feeling. She wants to be able to go to bed early. She wants to be able to have the decision making within her control around what she actually does want to eat. She feels so out of control in her life that she doesn't know what she wants for dinner. And so all of these things, it ends up happening that we end up unconsciously projecting what we're feeling onto other people and thinking that they're having the same emotional experience, when in reality, that couldn't be not more true. It's just not. We do not have the same emotional experience. Go ahead, B.
Or we assume that the person should know what we're thinking and feeling and should just mind read. Because that's a big one too. My partner should know, or my friend should know, or my parents should know that I'm feeling this way. Like, how could they not know that? And it's like, well, why would they? Because unless they're mind readers, like unless they're like able to do like telepathy and read your mind, there's no way. But we've developed this expectation that, well, they should know me well enough that they should know what I'm thinking, or he should know I had a bad day. It's like, when we put these expectations on people, which I know is what you're going to get into, we remove all autonomy and control and actually being in control of our emotions and our thoughts and actually expressing them in healthy, productive ways with the people in our lives.
Yeah.
Evolve Ventures has a tremendous amount to offer. Not only do they have an ever-growing but still welcoming private Facebook society full of like-minded individuals, they also offer individual coaching. I myself have been coached by both Bianca and Amelia on separate occasions, and it's amazing to look back even a year ago in my life and see how far I've come. You almost don't notice that you're doing better for yourself over time. Not to mention, out of the mud, free live virtual event once a month. Can't think of a better way to spend a Wednesday night. You truly can't encapsulate the value that it carries unless you've been there yourself and been part of the conversations and the connections that happen, and just access to that kind of information. The resources are just incredible.
So there's a thing called the DESO script that I kind of want to bring into the fold of this conversation, and why it's relevant, because I found it to be extremely helpful as a guiding post for all of us as we navigate conflict. And while I'm not necessarily talking about conflict in the terms of, you know, her partner not knowing what she wants to eat and not knowing that she actually wants to be able to have that decision, but feels so out of control in her life to where she doesn't even know what she wants and wants to get there. Like, I'm talking about the conflict that we're having internally, where we don't actually know what we're feeling. We're not able to tap into our own emotions and be able to, what's called emotional attunement, get in tune with our own experiences. And because we can't name, like if I ask all of you guys what the ABCs is, y'all can literally imagine it in your preschools or in your schools hung up on the wall, right? Raise your hand if that's that, right? I certainly can. Now, what about the emotions wheel? I have a sticker that's right here on my computer, and it is literally the emotions wheel that helps me understand to be able to emotionally attune to what I am feeling at every single second. And because I have that humility that I don't necessarily have all of the vocabulary of all of the emotions in the world and what those constructed feelings might be, that is coming from someone who's been studying this forever. So here's the thing. We don't have a great handle on our emotions. The large majority of us are not emotionally in tune with what our actual experience is. The reason why I say that, I want you to check in with yourself and say, okay, what is the emotion? Can I name what emotion I'm experiencing right now? I want to give every single one of you a minute to think about that and just call out one emotion.
What are you feeling right now?
Gratitude, excitement, frustration. You?
Why frustration?
What I'm aware of is how difficult this is to communicate. And I'm frustrated at my own ability to communicate this. But that's where excitement and gratitude come. Your emotions?
Frustration at the amount of noise that is on this street right now. I don't know if you can hear it. It's driving me nuts. And so much gratitude for the fact that we get to sit here and do this.
Love that. So even just taking a moment, like us being able to really take a moment, check in, think about what are the words that we do know that matches our emotional expression, our experience, like that takes a moment. And oftentimes we're not taking those little moments to check in and actually name, get emotionally attuned with what we're experiencing. And that creates inner conflict because we're trying to eventually have a conversation that might be productive with our partner, with our friend, with the people that we care about in our world and get control over our feelings. But how can we get and expect ourselves to get in control of something that we don't even have the vulnerability, the courage, and the humility to name and get to know? That is one of the most critical aspects of controlling the emotions and recognizing that you actually have to partner with them. You have to get to know them. You have to build out that vocabulary of your emotions to be able to feel more in control of them and more in partnership with your emotions, because emotions are energy in motion. And I think that that's what's fascinating about them. So controlling our feelings, controlling our emotions really starts there. Getting that understanding that we are not mind readers of other people's emotional states. We might want to convince ourselves that we are. If someone's smiling, they must be happy, right? If someone's frowning, they must be sad. That's not the case. And universally, that's just not the case, although we want to believe this narrative that it is. Second is having the level of self-awareness of what we are actually experiencing and getting emotional attunement as to what that is, building our emotional vocabulary. The third step to be able to do this and get more in control of those feelings or partner with those emotions is to really be able to get more effective at communicating what you're experiencing to others. One thing to communicate to yourself what the heck you're experiencing. The whole other thing to be able to communicate that to someone that's on the other end that you might kind of be in a little bit of a tiff with. Who's ever had that experience when you've been in the middle of a tiff and you're trying to get over something and you said something you didn't mean and you wish you could shove right back in your face. I have been there more times than I would like to admit. And that is why we're here. We learn from our mistakes. So
yeah, serious.
With that being said, B, like honestly, this is something that's so, so huge. What would be kind of the closing thought that you would share with our community, with the Evolvers who are helping maybe themselves, maybe their children, maybe their own partners or friends gain a little bit of a baby step in one of those three directions that I had mentioned?
Honestly, I think you explained it really well. I think the only other thing that I would say is give yourself grace and compassion along the way. None of us were taught this. I was not taught emotional regulation. I was taught something happens, blow up, and then just ignore it later. No one apologizes. Like, that was my experience. And it's taken me a really long time to get to the level that I'm at right now. And I still have so far to go. Like I said in the beginning, we all have room for improvement. And if you're berating yourself along the journey, it's hard to continue. So give yourself grace. And if this is something you need help with, and if you want more help with, we have so many resources here at Evolve available to you, including one-on-one coaching. Or if that feels a little too much for you right now, we have the You Do You coaching and or therapy programs that are available. If you want more information about those, evolveventurestech.com has all of the deets. All right, my friend. Episode suggestion.
Would you like to go first, Medea?
I would like to go first. Number 234, tools for setting boundaries.
Beautiful. That will complement this one. 274, what causes our emotions and how do we change them? Both of those are going to be wonderful for anyone who liked this episode as jump off points to understand ourselves, this inner world, this emotional state, this emotional chasm that we are as human beings. So hopefully today you enjoyed, and we can't wait to see you on the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
We know firsthand how important it is to have a safe space with people who support and celebrate your evolution. That's why we created our free live virtual event called Out of the Mud that we host the last Wednesday of every single month, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that while you venture into new territories of your growth, you can get in a room with others who are too. Extraordinary topics with evolved people. That's what this event is all about. What's great too is that you don't even need to have your camera or mic on. You can just listen in. Click the link in the show notes to register for the next topic to kickstart your growth.
Be on the lookout for our IG Lives that we host every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a place where you can connect with us live and in a fun, lighthearted way. We are also in the process of rolling out group coaching and online courses, and these are sure to help you evolve into a greater version of yourself.
If this episode resonated with you, or you heard something you know will help you evolve, please share it with someone you love and care about, team members across the world, or someone who you believe deeply could benefit from joining this discussion.
This content is intended for information purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional counseling or psychotherapy, medical advice, diagnoses, or treatment, and does not constitute medical or other professional advice. Names and identifiable personal details mentioned in respective podcast episodes and stories may have been changed to protect personal privacy and identity.